God continues to write his word in our hearts, but the characters will not be seen until the day of judgment. Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever, says the Apostle Paul. From the creation of the world, Jesus Christ has lived in every human soul, and he works within us throughout our lives. All the years from the beginning of the world until its end are but as a day. Jesus lived before its creation, and he lives still. He began in himself and continues in his saints a life that will never end. O life of Jesus, which embraces and transcends all eras, a life which generates fresh activities every moment. If the whole world could not hold all that Jesus said and did, and all the workings of his interior life, if the Gospels give only a slight sketch of a few little details, if the first hour of his earthly life is so little known and yet so fruitful, how many Gospels would need to be written to tell the detailed story of that mystical life of Jesus Christ, which spreads and develops marvels without end? For strictly speaking, the whole of history is nothing but the story of God's activity. With absolute truth, the Holy Spirit has recorded a few of the moments in this vast stretch of time. In the Scriptures, he has collected a few drops from this ocean of time and enabled us to see the hidden and unknown ways by which he brought about the appearance of Jesus Christ in the world. Amidst all the confusion among the tribes of humanity, we can trace the origin, the race, and the family of this firstborn child. The whole of the Old Testament is only a small diagram showing innumerable and mysterious tracks, and contains nothing but what is necessary to lead us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit has kept everything else hidden among the richness of his wisdom. From all the vast ocean of his activity, he allows only a trickle of water to escape, which, after reaching Jesus, is lost in the apostles and engulfed in the apocalypse. Thus, the rest of the story of the activity of Jesus in the souls of good people until the end of time can be known only by faith. We are now living in a time of faith. The Holy Ghost writes no more Gospels except in our hearts. All we do from moment to moment is live this new Gospel of the Holy Ghost. We, if we are holy, are the paper. Our sufferings and our actions are the ink. The workings of the Holy Ghost are his pen, and with it he writes a living gospel, but it will never be read until the last day of glory, when it leaves the printing press of this life. And what a splendid book it will be! The book of the Holy Ghost is still writing. The book is on the press, and never a day passes when type is not set, ink applied, and pages pulled. But we remain in the light of faith. The paper is blacker than the ink, and the type is pied. The language is not of this world, and we understand nothing. We shall be able to read it only in heaven. We could understand something of the complexity of God's activity if we could see our fellow humans not just as they appear superficially, but in their very essence, and see, too, how God is working on and within them. Yet there are difficulties. How can we read this book when its letters are unknown, of infinite variety and upside down, and its pages smeared with ink? Just think what an infinite number of different and worthwhile books are produced by the mixing up of 26 letters. We cannot understand this wonder, so how can we comprehend what God is doing in the universe. How can we read and understand so vast a book, one in which every single letter has its own special meaning, and within its tiny shape contains the most profound mysteries? We can neither see nor feel these mysteries. Only by faith can they be known. And it is by their origin that faith judges how true and good they are. For in themselves, these mysteries are so obscure that our mere reason can understand nothing of them. So teach me, Holy Ghost, to read in this book of life. I long to become your disciple, and like a child, to believe in what I cannot see. It is enough for me that my Master speaks. He talks and explains, arranges the letters of the book, and makes it comprehensible. That is all I need. I am convinced that everything is just as he says, although I cannot see why. But I know he is truth itself, and he says nothing but the truth. He puts letters together to make a word, assembles more to form another. There are perhaps only 3 or 6, but they are exactly right. Any different number would make nonsense. After all, he alone knows the thoughts of men, and so he alone can put them into words. Everything is significant, and everything makes perfect sense. A line ends because he wants it to. There is not a single comma missing, or one full stop too many. Although I believe now, when the day of glory dawns, the secrets of so many mysteries will be shown to me that I shall realize how imperfect my knowledge was during my earthly life. What now seems to me so confused, so incoherent, so foolish and so fanciful, will then delight and entrance me by its order, its beauty, its wisdom, and the incomprehensible wonders I shall explore for all eternity.